I love that. All right, so let's move into the adolescence. And this is my goddamn favorite. I have fun. This is where things turn up just a little bit. Just a little bit. So let's talk about sex, okay? Sex is the exciting time when you become a teenager. I think middle school, getting into high school, this is where sex really starts to happen. The drugs come out there. How do you educate? Are you, let's not have sex until marriage? Are you educating kids, let's get the most education as possible in front of these kids so they know what to do when the opportunity comes, or if they decide to do it? Where do you stand with that, and what do you think, and what do you tell your patients?
Okay, I love this. Actually, cute teenagers are one of the reasons I went into pediatrics, because I did see healthcare providers not talking to these kids. Mm. And that, in my opinion, is a disservice, okay? Our kids are smart, and we want to be like, well, our kids are lazy, our kids are on their phone. Our kids are smart.
Yes.
You know, and they want to hear it straight out of our mouths. So you're doggone right. When I have sixth graders that are getting ready to go to seventh grade, I do a lot of education about the body, knowing our bodies very young. Mm. But once that kid is headed into seventh grade, I lay it straight out to them. And I actually get really good feedback from parents. I have had a few times, you know, one thing I'll just go over. I had a seventh grade boy. He wasn't my patient. His dad brought him in for a physical, usually saw another provider. And I just do my spiel. I know it all. I said, people are going to be having sex. You can, if you don't have, use a condom, when you have sex, you can get somebody pregnant. You know, Johnny, do you know what a condom is? His eyes were this big. You know, and then I looked over at his dad, and his dad was very uptight. And I said, well, this is great. You and dad are going to have an awesome chance to talk on the way home. Because if he, you know, if he doesn't know now, he's going to know very quickly. So once again, what are we doing to our kids? Not telling them so they can go in with their peers and let their peers educate them?
Yep. Or the internet.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, so it's just is life, right? They're gonna find out, or they're gonna do it some way. If they don't get the education, they're going to find a way to get it done the way they think is right, right? So if you just give them the education up front, tell them that you are open to all the questions in the world. So, yes, it might be awkward. Yes, no one wants to actually talk about these things at the dinner table. Yes, that's all of that things stuff is true. But if you don't talk about it, bad things could happen, right? Bad things could happen.
I feel like it's so important. I actually talked about this yesterday a little bit on my Insta stories. Mm. When parents come in, I've had parents come in and they're having problems with a child, and I'll say, well, what does your teacher say? Oh, well, I haven't talked to my teacher about it. Okay, well, what are, you know, their sports coach say? Oh, I haven't mentioned it. Why can't we all come together in our communities? Healthcare provider, coach, teachers. I mean, I want people in my community to be helping my kids. I'm not naive to think my kids are gonna need more help than I can offer them. So when kids come into me and I have a chance to talk to them about sex, drugs, alcohol, you know, divorce, poverty, you're doggone right, I'm going to take that opportunity. I'm going to let them know that I am a lifeline for them. Mm. You know, you're not alone. And I'm going to let the mom and dad know, you guys aren't alone. I'm on your team. If anything happened, people make mistakes. People make different choices. Yeah. I'm here to help you no matter what. And that's what we need to be doing. We need to be doing that for our kids.
It makes sense. It makes sense. I love it. Preach, girl. Preach.
Amen.